Thanks again for giving me a ride home. I know it's crazy late, but I really wanted to sleep in my own bed tonight. No, don't get me wrong, I love sleeping over, but I don't know. Tonight I was just in my feelings, I guess. Thank you, but you don't want to hear me blabber on about my problems. It's nice enough that you're driving me home. You don't have to be my therapist, too. Really? Alright, just promise you won't tell Michelle. She'll probably kill me if she ever found out I told her father how I felt about her. No, we're still close. It's just, once you get into high school, people change, I guess. Not in any sort of bad way, just that maybe we're two different people now. You must see it too. You know her better than anyone. Plus, being a single father, she must tell you everything. I'm sorry, that was too personal. But you... Sorry, I have this thing where my mouth just does stuff before my brain can tell me, "Don't say that, dummy." Either way, I don't want to sound rude, but every time me and her have hung out, I just feel like I'm babysitting her, you know? I know that sounds weird, and I know neither of us are adults or whatever, but sometimes I just feel like she's so childish. And I feel bad putting you in this position. I'm not trying to get you to badmouth your daughter or anything, but me and her have known each other for so long, it just makes me feel weird to think we might be growing apart, you know? I think she just texted me, actually. This is what I mean. It's almost 4 in the morning, and she's texting me about what I think she should say to some boy. Oh, you don't have to say that. But you've always thought I was more mature? Well, thank you for saying so. I guess you've known me a long time, too, at this point. And thank you for listening. I really appreciate it, sir. Right. Sorry. Drop the sir. I forgot you don't like that. Though, there's no reason it should make you feel old or anything. You're way younger than all my other friends' parents. Oh, yeah. Way younger. I mean, we talk about it sometimes. Okay, maybe a lot. No, Michelle doesn't know. Though, she was surprised at how many people wanted to come to her pool party last year. It was pretty funny watching all her classmates go gaga like that when you came out in a bathing suit, though. I mean, well, since you ask, I did look. I wasn't, like, going crazy like everyone else, but I'd be lying if I said you didn't look good in those shorts. Okay, now Michelle can really never find out about this conversation. Do you remember what I was wearing that day? Yep, that's my favorite bikini, actually. Black and pink are my colors, after all. I thought the two-piece was a bit much until I saw all the other girls. Then I felt like a nun. I can't believe you remember what I was wearing that day. If my parents weren't home, I'd model it for you. Oh, God, I'm sorry. That was really weird, wasn't it? I told you my mouth just does stupid stuff like that. Oh, well, that makes me feel better, I think. Yeah, it is making me feel something else, too. Can I open a window? No. It got really hot in here. I guess I am blushing. What? No, I'm fine. Totally fine. I just, how close are we to my house? I'm just really tired and I wanna be in my room. You know, it's just so late. Yep, I'm gonna go right to sleep. Nothing else. What else would I even do? Oh, there's my house. What do you mean? Why haven't I gotten out of the car yet? Oh God. What? No. You know what? I am a modern, independent girl, woman, and I want to have sex with you. Like, bad. Are you gonna say something? Oh God. Did I just screw everything up? I'm so stupid. Oh my God, this is so wrong. I've wanted this for so long. Let me climb onto your lap. Oh, I've never had my neck kissed like that before. Wow. Can I tell you? The first wet dream I ever had was about you. I woke up and my sheets were soaked. It was hot all over. I played with myself that whole day to the thought of you. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Yeah, the back seat. Let me lie back. Okay, wait. There's something else. I'm a virgin, but I really want this to be my first time. I don't think I've ever been this ready. Is that okay with you? Of course it is. Who wouldn't want to fuck a virgin, especially one that's still in high school? Sorry. Oh, you like it when I talk like that? I always thought it was kind of crude. But I can be cruder. Like, telling you I've soaked right through my tights. So you can just rip them off. Or that I'm not wearing anything under. I can't believe we're about to do this in front of my house. Sorry. I'll be quieter. Your hand just feels amazing. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. I told you I was a virgin. And that was just your finger. Please don't stop, please. Please, fuck. You can barely move your finger, huh? Your hand must be dripping with me right now. Is that your other finger? Oh, keep going. Keep going, please. Oh, fuck. Well, you're the first person to ever do that to me. I mean, I've been with boys, but they don't know what they're doing. They've never made me do that. Show it to me. I really wanna. Oh, wow. Do you think it'll fit? I mean, I'm really wet. Like, I'm ruining your backseat. So it shouldn't be much of a problem, right? True. Only one way to find out. Say what? Oh, you want me to... Oh. Okay, gotcha. I want you to fuck my tight virgin pussy. Was that good? It looks like it was good. Oh my god. I can feel it against me. Oh, it feels so good. I want you to push it in me so bad. Yeah, I'm ready. No, it's fine. It just hurts a little bit, but holy shit, oh fuck. Oh fuck. I can't help being so loud. It feels so fucking good. Keep going. Keep doing it slow though. For now. Oh, I love watching your face right now. Have you ever had someone this tight before? Oh, I bet you haven't. Fuck. Oh, go faster. Can you believe you're fucking your daughter's best friend in the back of your car? When you drive her to school tomorrow, she's gonna be sitting right... Fuck, right here when you're... pounding my tight little pussy. Shit, that... Oh, that feels so good. I think I did it again. You too? Oh, that's why it feels so warm. It must have been a lot. I'm still dripping you out of me. It's fine. I don't care about anything right now, honestly. Oh, and don't worry. I'll never tell your daughter that you took your best friend's virginity or that you came inside of me.